Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Corey Curtis, Parker Kelly with you on your Wednesday, live out here at Assembly Food Hall on Broadway. And we go to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We are now joined by Jada Brown, a senior on Vanderbilt's women's basketball team, the sixth-ranked team in the country, and looking forward to the NCAA tournament next week. Jada, thanks for coming on again. So glad to have you with us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Well, Jada, coming off the SEC tournament, and now you get about a week to rest up before Selection Sunday coming up this week, likely going to be hosting games at Memorial Gym. What's the excitement level among the team to get ready for March Madness next week?
There's a lot of excitement. March Madness is the best time of the year, and so it's hard not to be excited, and it's always a surprise. You know, there's the projections, but those usually aren't always accurate, so you never really know what you're going to get. I mean, obviously we expect to host, but we don't know who we're going to be playing and kind of our journey to the Final Four, so there's lots of excitement.
Jada, last 2 years, you've been part of this tournament and gone out to Virginia Tech and Duke, but haven't been able to get through this first weekend. How do you feel the experience from the last 2 years will be able to help this team, especially with the ability to play at home in the first two rounds?
Yeah, I mean, being able to play at home is a huge advantage, and we're grateful for that. But I think we're going to take what we learned the last couple years and that gut feeling that we felt that just, you know, doesn't feel good. I think we're going to, you know, take our memory of that and use that as fire coming into this year's tournament.
Hey, Jada, Corey Curtis here from News 2. Congratulations on what's been a historic season for you guys. I think one of the things that I've enjoyed watching you is how you guys have responded to situations. You know, you didn't play great against Austin Peay, and then how you responded to that. You know, you walked into a Lion's Den at South Carolina, and Shea Ralph was adamant you would be better for it, and you guys were absolutely better for it. You go to the SEC tournament, and you faced a different kind of challenge. I mean, they physically went after Michaela. How good of a lesson was that for you guys, and how much do you expect that to be the MO in the tournament, to see teams basically try to rough her up?
Yeah, I think it's going to benefit us that we've been seeing that kind of throughout the whole season so far and having to learn how to play when they take away our main scoring option or how we can still get her good looks. It's only going to make us better and stronger for the tournament.
And back to that situation, you know, as a player, you know, to see your coach stand up for a teammate like that. You know, I know a lot of people would criticize the coach for getting thrown out of the game. I would go the other end. She's saying this is not acceptable behavior or treatment of one of my players, and she let everybody on the team know it.
That's right. And I think after that moment, we all wanted to run through a brick wall for her. We always knew that, you know, she would do that for us. We just haven't seen that in a game. She's always very calm and composed. And what happened last week doesn't change anything about her character. I actually think that's one of my more favorite memories of playing here, and I haven't told her that, and I'm not sure if she'll think that's a good thing or a bad thing, but that's just something I'll never forget, and it just goes to show how much she loves and cares for her players, and she's willing to go to war for them. So
I'll just say this. She knew what she was doing. That doesn't happen by accident.
Right.
Yeah, Shay said that maybe she should have gotten thrown out of the game earlier after that, and seeing the way you guys reacted. Jada, going back a couple of weeks, you were celebrated on Senior Day, but before that game against Alabama, I believe? Kentucky. The Kentucky game. What was that moment like for you, and how have you been able to enjoy the culmination of your 4 years at Vanderbilt?
Yeah, it was a surreal moment. Of course, you come into the program and you experience senior nights for all of your teammates, and then you blink and it's your turn and you're wondering, how did we get here? But everyone tells you it goes by fast. You never believe them, and then it happens to you and you're like, where did the time go? But I say we as a collective seniors felt very celebrated and loved and supported. It was a great day, and then being able to cap it off with a win just was the cherry on top.
And Jada, you talked about the unknown of the tournament, and you never know who you're going to play. You guys have 27 wins this year, and they're not just 27 empty wins. You beat Texas. You beat Oklahoma. You beat Michigan. I mean, how much of it is knowing we can beat any team in the country. We've shown that. We're ready.
Yeah, it's just that right there. I think being able to get those big wins throughout the season has instilled within us a mentality that there's nobody on our schedule that we can't beat. But I think it's going to come down to knowing that, like, we don't have a redo after, you know, this tournament. Yeah. Like, you're one and done. You can't slip up or have an off day. Like, we need to be locked in and focused because any game could be our last, and we want to make a really deep tournament run.
We're talking with Jada Brown, senior on Vanderbilt's women's basketball team. Again, they will find out their NCAA tournament destiny, I guess, coming up on Sunday. 7 o'clock is the selection show, likely going to be hosting. Jada, you look at this team and the staff, and there's a lot of March success that you have. I mean, Shea Ralph obviously has 7 national championships. You've got Kylie McLaren on staff who played at UConn. And even one of your teammates, Jacqueline Mwenintanda, went to the Final Four last year with Texas. Do you think that the experience from the staff and the players is going to be able to help you when you get into these games coming up in the next few weeks?
Absolutely. And I think Coach Ralph has really created a really strong staff. And they always say we have the best staff in the country. And it's for a reason. Lots of success, lots of winning, especially in March. So we're definitely going to lean on their experience and expertise when we get into those heat of the moments and just kind of down to the wire.
Last one for you here, Jada. You look at the way that this team has worked this year. Obviously, Michaela and Aubrey, they are playing close to 40 minutes a game. But how have you viewed your role where matchup-based, you could be out there for 25 minutes, and sometimes it's fewer, just depending on the way the other team is playing. How have you viewed the way that Shea Ralph has kind of used the rotation, including you off the bench?
Yeah, it really just takes buy-in to the system. Just like you said, the lineups and who we're playing, the matchups matter. And so when you kind of trust what she's doing and, you know, she needs certain people for certain games because, you know, you're able to defend a player or she needs height for one game. And so maybe that game might not be one where I'm playing a ton of minutes. But really, I just want to see the team win. And so for me, I would define my role as use me as you need me, but I just want the team to win. That's the main priority.
Jada Brown from Vanderbilt Women's Basketball, 27-4 this year, 6th-ranked team in the country. And again, the selection show coming up Sunday night. Vanderbilt very likely going to be hosting games at Memorial Gym next weekend. Jada, thanks so much for taking some time. Wishing you the best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.
Jada Brown joining us, and Vanderbilt going to be an exciting March, looking to advance to the Sweet 16. And getting to host games is going to be crucial. The last 2 years, yep. I think Vanderbilt found out that going on the road and having to play multiple games in a weekend, it's tough to advance through and get to the Sweet 16. Getting to face most likely a 15 seed and then a 7 or a 10, a good chance Vandy could find themselves into the second weekend this year for the first time in over a decade.
And if they do have one of those off days in one of the first two rounds, you know, you've got the home court, you know, to help kind of bring you back. So I think that, you know, not that that guarantees anything. And we've seen Tim Corbin, you know, and company be the number one team in the country and not get out of the regional. So it doesn't guarantee anything, but it can help. And they've certainly earned it. It's been an unbelievable year. I don't look too much into that SEC loss. Maybe I should. I don't. And I love that her favorite moment was Shea Ralph getting tossed.
I mean, it fired the team up. Watching Shea go down the line on the bench and give the double high fives to everybody as she walked to the locker room. I mean, for Shea, that's not something she wants to do. I know that, but it was something in the moment she felt like she had to do. And I think the team really appreciated that she stood up for them. And maybe that's a spark that can carry them through the rest of the month.
It was for the team, it was for the officials, it was for all of college basketball saying, I am not going to stand here while you try to take my best player and knock her into the bleachers, okay? I'm just not going to stand for it.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Big thanks to Jada Brown for joining us, and excited for next week. And it'll be nice not having to travel for the first week. And hopefully Vandy can get some wins and then head out to Sacramento or Fort Worth. 615-737-1025. We'll keep talking college basketball on the other side, because we are out here on Broadway at Assembly Food Hall for the SEC Men's Basketball Tournament. 1025 The Game has your SEC Men's Basketball Tournament coverage with updates throughout the day, presented by Thompson Machinery, City Auto of Murfreesboro, Maple Street Biscuit Company, Volunteer Hose and Gasket, Crown Royal, and the Metro Nashville Police Department. Jake Lyman, Corey Curtis, Parker Kelly, next man up. 1025 The Game.